What's up, Packers fans? Aaron Nagler here. It's Extra Cheese. It's Cheesehead TV. It's Aaron Rodgers talking to Kenny Mayne about a whole lot of nothing other than a Royal Tenenbaums drop, which I loved. Did love it that Aaron went on and actually spoke to Kenny in the midst of this drama. Didn't expect him to say much, and he didn't. He said a bunch without really saying much. Kenny, God bless him. Awkward interview in the sense of the way it was set up and the timing and the tech seemed a little off. But I think the most telling part was Aaron Rodgers unsolicited saying that it wasn't about the selection of Jordan Love and what a great kid Jordan is, etc. Unsolicited, mind you, which maybe is a little bit laid off protest too much, but and on top of that, there was Kenny Mayne asking the one fantastic direct question, are you demanding a trade? And Aaron apparently either not hearing him or talking over him so as not to answer it. Other than that, it was about praising Kenny Mayne, which I get. You know, Kenny's awesome. It's his last night. Shout out to Kenny Mayne, who also, by the way, had the greatest mic drop and wrap up of an interview ever in the history of man. If you haven't seen it yet, I encourage you to seek it out. But that was, yeah, about what was expected. Aaron wasn't ever going to say a whole lot. Undoubtedly, there's still a lot of negotiation going on behind the scenes. He's not going to say anything to put that in jeopardy. The one thing you will undoubtedly hear throughout, you know, tomorrow as this interview gets parsed and the week and the remaining kind of off season, and undoubtedly something his teammates will be asked about tomorrow when they are made available, is the people. It's about the people. Organizations are about the people. And he name dropped Curly Lambeau and the 60s crew and then Holmgren and Wolf and what have you and the current run they are on. You know who are people? His teammates, they're people. People like David Bakhtiari and Aaron Jones and Kenny Clark. Guys who re-upped and signed back up and said, okay, let's do this. Let's go. Let's make a run for the Super Bowl. Now Aaron Rodgers apparently wants to take his ball and go home. That's the only interpretation I'm allowed to have because that's apparently what Aaron Rodgers wants. Because all I know is that apparently there's some unhappiness for the first time in his professional career. He has missed the beginning of OTAs. And yes, it's voluntary. I understand that. But there's literally over a decade of precedence to suggest that this is not something that would normally happen. So now he's not there. And all I have to go on is a Kenny Mayne interview where Aaron clearly wanted to deflect all the attention off himself. He wanted to be there for his friend Kenny, who's having his final show. Totally get that. But yeah, other than that, Aaron's just content to just let it twist in the wind. And all we can do on the outside is read the tea leaves. I want to say hello, everybody in the comments section. Let me go back because I know I missed a bunch of super chats and people get so upset if I don't get to their super chat. So let's do that. Oh, wait, that's not even the first one. My God, it's gone too far. There's so many. I can't even get back to the. OK, wait. So let me get to Craig. Craig, thanks for the super chat. Why do all the branches of the Ron Wolf GM tree have incredible scouting skills and terrible people skills? That's a great, great, great question, Craig. And it's actually something I've been working on as far as like trying to do a bit of a deep dive for a video I'm putting together about that exact subject. And it's not so much the idea of terrible people skills, but this philosophy of how they operate when it comes to communicating, not only with the players in the locker room, but the players that they may or may not re-sign, free agents, what have you. It's pretty clear that, yes, they have a great ability to scout talent, but maybe, as you're intimating there, not such a great ability when it comes to the interpersonal side of things. And I think even 20 years ago, that was fine. But in this day and age, where the players that you are trying to communicate with or not communicate with or re-sign or not re-sign have the ability to take their grievances and their feelings directly to your fan base, it's probably not the greatest idea. I'm not even saying, like, I understand it philosophically, like, these are dispassionate choices that we're making when it comes to how we build our rosters. That's great, but this isn't Madden, you know? This isn't, like, you know, some board game that you're putting together. These are human beings, and they have undoubtedly, you know, spent a lifetime working on this dream to work in the NFL, and now they do. And then when you do not communicate and you do not put forth your reasoning for whatever choices you're making, well, okay, that's fine. But then they are going to go and make their grievances public more often than not. Not always. Goodness knows. I know a bunch of guys who have grievances who have not said anything publicly. But yeah, undoubtedly, there's a lot of smoke there, but there's definitely some fire. We dem boys, Goody Can Spin. Are you suggesting I'm doing Goody Can Spin? Because I don't think what I just said for the last 2 minutes is a Goody Can Spin. But hey, man, whatever preconceived notions you need to bring to the chat to make your pathetic little life better, cool, man, dude. Whatever you need to do, I'm all in. It's Murphy. Matt, that's what I've been saying. Been saying it for about a month now. Murphy's the crux of this thing. Murphy was the one guy who had the responsibility as the CEO, who wanted more involvement on the football side of things, who wanted more communication, who wanted to change the power structure. Who's the one person who was both involved both times that these superstar quarterbacks have seemingly been seriously unhappy? The head of the program, the CEO, the president and CEO, Mark Murphy. Joan sums it up nicely. What's up, Joan? I'm fucking tired of the bullshit drama, personally. I hear you, man. Joan, I'm with you. No problem, Joan. Let it out. Salud. Cheers to you, Joan. I'm with you. Then carry the goddamn G and make a run at another Lombardi, Brandon. I think you're speaking for a lot of Packer fans there. I got so many comments. This is amazing. Michael, thanks for the super chat. Still think he's the Green Bay quarterback come week one? Oh, 1,000% yes. No doubt. Nothing I heard tonight changed my mind in that regard. Zero question. If there had been some definitive statement, some declaration of, I cannot do this, this is beyond repair, there's no way I can ever work for or with or, you know, in that team again, then maybe I would have hedged my bet. But come on. After that incredible punt, that wasn't no J.K. Scott punt tonight from Aaron Rodgers. That was like Hall of Fame Ray Guy style punt tonight. Come on. Yes, Aaron Rodgers, 100%. Under center for Green Bay week one. No doubt about it. PJ, thanks for the super chat. Aaron has yet to say he wants to take his ball and go home, only lying Schefter. Look, yes, correct. Aaron has not said so publicly, but Schefter didn't materialize that out of thin air. You also notice that Aaron didn't deny that there was a problem with himself and the Packers, more specifically management. Which, i.e., Gutekunst. This is all about Aaron and Goody. There is zero doubt there. It's about, what did he keep saying? The people. Brian Gutekunst is a person. Last I checked. Sean, thanks to the super chat. Fans are the most important part of the Packers. If they weren't so loyal, the team would be sold to some perverted rich guy and moved to a big city. Sean, I see that you've contributed in pounds. So thank you, A, for the super chat. B, I sense that you were up very late somewhere on the other side of the world, or up very early, perhaps. So thank you for being here with us. Fans are important. There's no doubt about it. But there's zero question that both the team and the players take the fans for granted. Look, you and I are Packers fans. We're diehard. You cut us, we bleed green and gold. There's no doubt about it. But they don't care. They don't care. This is big stakes. This is big business. The fans are not it in their minds, either side. And I'm not taking one side or the other. I'm not saying the players. I'm not saying the organization, especially the Packers. who love to tout the fact that they are the only fan-owned team, but then do fuck all when it comes to actually leaning into the idea that they are owned by their fans. We all know that's a joke. We love buying the stock. We love putting it on our wall. We love talking about how we own the team, making the jokes, putting it in our Twitter profiles. I've seen you guys out there. But we all know that's bullshit. Come on. It's a great memento. And it's a great idea. It's a great feeling. And that's all it is a feeling. And that's we come together and we feel it together. And that's great. But don't for a fucking second think that Aaron Rodgers or the Green Bay Packers give a shit. Because they don't. We do. And yes, that makes it great for us as a communal bond, but as a corporate entity or as an NFL player, they don't care. Come on. We all know this. Blaze, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I'm sick of this drama queen. Trade him. See, okay, I get that. I get it on a guttural level, right? I understand it from an emotional response level. But you trade him, you are absolutely 1,000,000,000% starting over, essentially. Yes, you have a great squad, but Jordan Love's not ready. And Blake Bortles ain't leading you into a Super Bowl. You know, come on. Like, I understand. Like, good. I get it. Like, emotionally. Understand. But you still have him under contract for 3 years. He signed that deal. They gave him $58 million guaranteed. Come on. As a signing bonus. Or a roster bonus, or whatever it was. A bonus, guaranteed. They still own his rights. Don't trade him. He's going to come back. He's going to play, and they're going to make at least one more run at the Super Bowl. That's got to happen. Come on. Nags, is it just me, or is this cryptic, passive-aggressive BS from Rodgers getting really old? Jacob, it was getting old a while ago. And I've been saying as much for a while now, and everyone wanted to tell me that I was stupid and I was making it up and I was whatever. I never thought it would get here. I never in a billion years thought it would get to this level. I underestimated one Aaron Charles Rodgers, and never again, may I say, never again. But, you know, he's been passive aggressive for years. Come on. Too old for this. Tell me about it. Thanks for the super chat. Rodgers just wants the family business to be more family than business. If that's the case, a compromise can be made for sure. I think that's a lot of assumptions on your part. I hear you. I feel you. I want that to be true. But you're assuming a lot there. I mean, he wants the family business. You mean the corporate business that handed him a contract that made him the highest paid player in the history of the league? That didn't just happen because the family business was doing well, you know? I hear you, but again, a lot of assumptions there. Saul, thanks for the super chat. Do you think Aaron Rodgers shows up June 8th in minicamp? I don't, actually. I mean, I'd love it if he did, but I think he's gone until a week or so into camp. I've been saying that on Packers Daily. I continue that here on Extra Cheese. I'll be shocked. I'll be absolutely shocked if he shows up to minicamp. I'll be surprised if he's there for the start of training camp. It's been a great 16 years, past tense. Well, Bethany, come on. That's how long he's been there. It's been a great 16 years. Didn't say anything about, and now I'm ready for another chapter, or now I'm, if you want to parse language, I didn't hear anything about how I can't wait to wipe the slate clean. Kenny Mayne literally asked him about the cluttered table. There's a lot on the table. About clearing that table. Didn't hear anything about that. If you want to parse the language, I'm here for you. I'll parse it, baby. I'm right there. You just got a raise. I got something. I don't know. This isn't the Julio interview. We're fine. Rodgers is under center come week one. I tend to agree. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Drama makes me miss the Magic Man era. Andrew, I'm glad someone brought up Don Majkowski, Magic Man. It's about the people, says Aaron Rodgers. I agree. I totally agree. I know lots of people inside 1265 Lombardi, and I know lots of guys who have played for the Green Bay Packers, including Don Majkowski, who has had so many surgeries and has dealt with so much bullshit when it comes to trying to get the NFL to take care of him after a career spent entertaining myself and countless Packers fans. And yet he can't. But I don't hear him bitching outside of trying to take legal action against the league, which is his right. You know, there are so many guys who came before Aaron Rodgers and anybody who's playing right now who have every right to raise unholy hell, but don't. Mostly because a lot of us, you slash us, won't pay attention. That's a lot of, you want to talk about people, Packers history, who have been forgotten, who were certainly not mentioned by Aaron Rodgers tonight, about Lynn Dickey. You know? What about, you know, Paul Kaufman? What about the history of guys who wore the green and gold prior to the glory days that we've had since Ron Wolf came on board? And laid the groundwork for Aaron Rodgers and his teammates to have the success they've had, who are now struggling to walk or pick up their grandchildren. They're people. Are they part of the people the organization is made up of? They're so important. I would think so. You're going to spit at them? You're going to leave them in the lurch? You're going to just walk away from the green and gold because, I guess, Brian Gutekunst didn't hold your hand when he cut guys or made a draft pick? That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm wondering. I can only go by your words here, you know, Aaron. That's all I'm saying. A lot of people make up the history of the Green Bay Packers, what they are, what they represent. And I understand you are an insane superstar, an incredible talent who has given untold amounts of joy to Packers fans worldwide. But there's a lot of guys who came before you who ain't got shit now, who still root for you, who still root for the team. You gonna leave them in the lurch? Never mind your teammates. Never mind the guys getting paid handsomely to go out there every Sunday with you. But all the guys who are struggling right now, who are living in back whatever Podunk City in Wisconsin, wherever around the Midwest. No benefits. The NFL ignores, just waiting for them to die off. Who love the Packers, who tune in every Sunday. They're people. They're part of the Packers legacy and the Packers organization. They're nothing. They don't matter. Just asking. Don't get me going tonight, people. I will take everyone out. I don't care. I'm pissed at the Packers. I'm pissed at Rodgers. I'm done. You guys talk about you're done with the draw. You're like over the draw. I am done. I ain't got time. Smallsish, thanks for the super chat. What a nothing burger. If he wanted to put his flag in the ground, this was his shot. Done with it. Get it done with or go home. Kind of there with you, buddy. I am definitely kind of there with you. What else we got? Bethany. Bethany brings us back to earth with, I love Amos so much. I agree. I'm with you. I love Amos so much. He's phenomenal. He's great. One of the most underrated players in the league. Not just on the Packers, but in the league. Definitely. You need a Dave's Pale Ale. I need a lot more than that. Kumaro is a person, Dan. I think Aaron would agree with you on that one. Leroy's people. You damn right, Leroy's people. That's the next Cheesehead TV shirt. I'm people. Packers fans are people. Packers fans are people too. Vex, thanks for the super chat. I need your rage. Why are you done tonight? Tonight, I mean, it's been building. I don't know. I'm just done with it all, man. Like, this isn't hard, man. You get paid a lot of money to go out there and play football. And I understand. I get it. There's a monstrous pile of calcified personality disorders that have all kind of run together and butted heads. And I understand. There's so much going on behind the scenes that we will never be privy to. You know, I know things that I probably can't say about certain things and relationships, whatever, within the building that I'll never be able to say out loud. But that's just like a scratching of the surface of what's actually going on, you know? So I don't ever want to like pretend like I'm speaking from a position of authority. I can only ever tell you guys how I feel about shit when it comes to what I know and what is presented to us on the public side. And I'm just done, man. It's over. Like I said this like 3 days pretty much after the news broke when Schefter dropped the fucking tweet. But like, yo, if Aaron Rodgers wants to come back and play for the Packers, awesome. Can't wait. Last dance at Lambeau, whatever you want to call it, I'm all in. Go win a Super Bowl. Do it, man. And I will cheer for you every step of the way. If it's completely broken and Aaron just refuses, cool, man. Let's go, Jordan. Start it up. It's your time. In the sense of the Green Bay Packers, who have been here now for over 100 years, this is a blip on the radar. I love the Packers. Man, you want to talk about Curly Lambeau? You want to talk about Vince Lombardi? You want to talk about Mike Holmgren? I love the Packers. Aaron Rodgers is great. He's not the Packers. So, yo, come back. Win a championship. Cement your legacy. Shut up all the naysayers. All the fucking assholes who talk about how, oh, all these NFC Championship games, whatever. Didn't run it in from the 8-yard line. Threw the interceptions in Seattle. Whatever. Just whatever. Shut it all up. Come back. Go scorched earth. Win a Super Bowl. Or don't. And then I'm ready to turn the page and start the Jordan Love era. That's where I'm at. Bye, Youngin. Thanks for the super chat. I know all money is the same, but Devontae has a real Hall of Fame shot. Probably three more All Pros and Pro Bowls. Broncos have lots of money. Could snatch both, in my opinion. You think the Broncos could snatch Devontae and Aaron? Yeah, sure. It's a possibility. Next year. Not this year. And even then. They would have to get Devontae on the open market because they're not trading for him. And Devontae ain't going to hit the open market because the Packers are going to pay him. And if he refuses to be made the highest or second highest paid wide receiver, the franchise tag comes into play. I can't imagine a world where the Packers allow Devontae Adams to just walk. But maybe we need to bring back Nagler's Never Right. As I said on Twitter tonight, had to retire Nagler's Never Right because I've been right too much. It's just, you know, it was bad for the brand. Matt, thanks for the super chat. People are people, so why should it be? Hey, Matt, that's the best super chat I've gotten in like a month. Probably more than that. That's a Depeche Mode lyric, and I love you. Thank you, Matt. 100%. Overshadow Sean, thanks for the super chat. Kenny Mayne ended the interview as a Packers fan. Bravo, sir. I disagree. I think he just ended that as a good friend. But I feel you. Steve, thanks for the super chat. Love the cut of your jib. Nags is always about the people. I mean, Steve, thank you. Thanks to Super Chat, and thank you for that comment. I don't want to lie to you. I mean, I love the Packers. I love the Packers. I carry the G, man. I love the Packers. And I get some people hate what I have to say. That's always probably going to be the case. You know, I do this because I love Packers fans. You know, I love the Packers and I love their fans. So I try to give you my unvarnished view of things. That's all. I mean, Steve, I could I could show you plenty of Packers fans who don't think I'm all about the people, but that is nice of you. When are you getting a dog? Tim, that's hilarious. I love that Olive Nagler has apparently taken over Tim's account on Facebook and said, hey, when are you getting a dog? I am not getting a dog. William, thank you for the super chat. BJ Raji is people. You damn right BJ Raji is people. And without BJ Raji, Aaron Rodgers isn't even in a Super Bowl, let alone winning one. The man intercepted a fucking Caleb Haney pass and went into the end zone and did a dance for a touchdown. Come on now. Melody Ann Miller, you forgot to put something in your comment. But hello. Holy cow, so many super chats. Justin, thank you for the super chat. Nags, I think you're one of the only people in football media that has this right. Lots of debates about taking sides. We still don't know what Rodgers' quote side is. Nope. And I really, really wanted him to say something. I didn't need him to come out and say, I want Goody fired, but I just wanted something. Didn't really give it tonight. He punted. It's almost like he was presented with tight coverage and he threw it away. Where have I seen that before? True to form. Fusker 619. That is a phenomenal handle, by the way. Thanks to the super chat. Any chance they go for Julio? I mean, you know, cue Han Solo in the asteroid field. Never tell me the odds, but yeah, no. Nick, you're drunk, bud. I wish I had your job. Nick, I wish I was drunk. I fucking wish I was drunk. It would make this a lot more fun. I'm not, however. I really wish I was, though. Check back tomorrow at 10 a.m., because by then I might be. Brett, thanks for the super chat. Just wish he would be a man and take accountability for his part. I don't want what is going to happen, but yes, there is an issue. Quote, be a man. Oh, Brett. See, I love this. Okay. Okay, I'm going to try not to get too philosophical here, but it's always interesting to watch people criticize other, it's always men criticizing other men for not, quote, being a man, but they don't have all the information. And you don't know what his situation is. You don't know what he's dealing with. You have no idea what the nature of his complaint is. So, yeah. I understand the frustration as a fan, but come on. You're really going to question Aaron Rodgers' manhood because he didn't say what you wanted him to say? I mean, it's frustrating. That I get. But it doesn't make him any less or more of a man because he didn't come out and say, I want XYZ or this isn't it, blah, blah, blah. Man, this ain't 1955. It's 2021. Get in touch with your feelings, Brett. Come on. Is that Favre's burner? Did I just discover that? Probably. Go Pack Go. What's up, man? Name's Chris. What's up, Chris? Thanks for the super chat. Random thought. What do you think on how good Jeff Janis really could have been given the proper amount of snaps and without the injuries? With Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, that was never going to happen. Aaron never missed a chance to rip on Jeff Janis, and that tells you all you need to know. And it was always couched in, like, you know, constructive criticism or whatever, but yeah, nah. If Jeff had been, you know, with, I don't know, any other quarterback on the face of the planet, he maybe would have been a solid number three. Maybe. That's about it. Mark Frankenstein, that's very nice of you to say. Thank you. Steve, thanks for the super chat. Jones, Dylan, Jenkins, Bakhtiari, Turner, Myers, screw it. We're a running team now. They've been going that way for a bit, right? I remember last year when everyone, after the draft especially, were like, oh, they're making the big switch. They're like getting ready for life under Matt LaFleur and leaning into the running game. And everyone in the fantasy community freaked out. And then they remembered, oh, right, we've got Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. However, yes, they are a step closer to life without Rodgers, whether he remains after this beef or not. And it will be interesting to see when and if and when Jordan Love or whoever becomes the starter, how much more run heavy they become. Because you do know that Aaron Rodgers has been changing plays at the line or taking the pass option when it is an RPO or handing it off when it is an RPO. Like blah, 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 blah. All those things have been going on at the line of scrimmage that will undoubtedly not be going on at the line of scrimmage when Aaron is no longer the quarterback. So, yes, Steve, I think they're headed there. I just don't know. Daily Cheese going to be late tomorrow? Dachshund, if you're going to name check a show here on Cheesehead TV, please use the proper terminology. Packers Daily is the proper nomenclature, if you please. And no, it will not be late. Aaron Rodgers turning into Anakin Skywalker. Eric Moss, that may be my favorite comment ever in the history of extra cheese. Thank you, sir. Overshadow, thanks for the super chat. As much as I wish Brett would hush lately, at least there is a Packers QB that tells you what he's thinking. No doubt, right? Like, Brett can't shut up. So, yeah, that's cool. I like it. L Gaming, thanks for the super chat. All Green Bay has to do is sign Jordy back, trade for Cobb, bring back Clay, trade Love, bring back TD Jesus, and all this will go away. I think you've cracked the code. That's great. I mean, yeah, probably. BJP, thanks for the super chat. What if Aaron's, quote, just a butthurt Packer at heart? What if he knows and sees something no one else sees? We know he's a pretty damn intelligent. What? There's a lot going on there. Yeah, he probably sees a lot. No doubt about it. But he's seen something like Matrix style that no one else has seen, including Brett or any other great player that's come through there in the last 30 years. I don't buy it. That's just me. It's just something I'm into. Soylent Green and Gold is people. Craig Smith, thanks for the super chat. That's great. What else we got? Klondike, thanks for the super chat. Big D energy, keep it up. I'm going to do what I can, man. Thanks. Oh, my God. All right. I missed it. You said what you thought about Aaron Rodgers playing with the Packers, or is he gone? He's playing with the Packers. Go Pack Go 297, thanks to the Super Chat. Also, I know this beef is real. However, as an overly observant Packers fan, we've seen how much Mr. Rodgers loves to mess with the media and has a hell of a lot of fun doing it. Just a thought. Oh, I'm with you. This is not just about messing with the media, though. This is about messing with the Packers and Brian Gutekunst and making them twist. That is the driving force here. I have zero doubt. Overshadow, thanks to the Super Chat. We need more Gilbert Brown in our lives. I'm out. Have a great one. I'm with you, buddy. I'm also out. And yes, more Gilbert Brown for everyone. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out tonight. Who knows what's going to happen? We will hear from the Packers, including Matt LaFleur and several players, tomorrow for the very first OTA practice that is open to the media. We'll have some kind of availability at some point. Keep it on Cheesehead TV for all the latest. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, chatting, mixing it up. I appreciate each and every one of you. There are like 1,000 people here. That's kind of crazy to me. Williams with his late super chat. Brett Hundley is people. Sigh. Hey, man. Brett Hundley led the Packers to a win in Soldier Field. For that alone, he's a god. All right. Thanks, everybody. I hope you all have a fantastic night. I'll see you for Packers Daily. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. And then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide.